Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You ain't gonna catch Brad at the roller rink.
Yep. Sorry about
he's watching the Cosby
Show. As we enter the Father's Day weekend, we've now learned that Bill was not the best role model, apparently.
No, your idea of a perfect Father's Day would be just watching all of the Cosby Show reruns. Like, just give me the whole day.
It was a good period.
The Theo and Me audiobook.
Yeah, I read the book, and he was my role model.
Does he have an audiobook?
I don't think
so. He should re-release it with the audio.
I don't know what Malcolm Jamal Warner's up to these days. I hope it's
been counting
well.
His money, man. He's counting all his money that he made from the book.
Oh, Warner.
Okay, Brad's going. It's the Malcolm and Me or Theo. What's the book called?
Theo and Me.
Theo and Me.
It's the Theo and Me pick
Malcolm
of the day.
Yeah, I did with one of them.
Yeah, one of the two. It's the Theo and Me. I think it's.
Did you know that Malcolm?
It's
Jamal...
his favorite book, so he would know. It's Theo and Me.
This is pretty wild. Malcolm Jamal Warner was married to Regina King. Is that true? Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I did not know that. I was looking up Jamal. Mm. Anyway, I didn't, yeah. But, we're going with Oklahoma City as the final pick for today.
I see a real reason they split.
What happened?
But I'm not sure. I would need to dig in some more. I didn't realize they were a pair at one point.
I did not.
You schooled me on that.
I just looked. I was like, that's a surprise. That's an interesting pairing.
Very interesting.
I don't think they were married.
It looks like relationship is what they had at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Brad, we can't be spending time on all the various boyfriend, girlfriend.
Regina would be a good one to stay because she's big time now in Hollywood. Yeah. She's a creator now. Yeah. Mm. She's behind the camera now. She makes all the money.
Facts.
But Brad's Theo and Me pick of the day, Wednesday, June 11th, is OKC -5.5. So if you're fading that, you would be taking the home dog. But I would at this point, it's hard for me to say with a straight face that you should be fading Brad. And I will also add for transparency, I am on Oklahoma City -5.
Oh, okay.
I did bet OKC -5 yesterday, -105. Good. I mean, it's hard to get the best of the number. It's not always easy. You know, it's the difference between winning and losing.
Both
between y'all living
and the computers working together,
you know,
now.
To that point, there has been, I don't know, you can back me up on this, John. There hasn't been much line movement. They've been pretty firm on this number.
Well, yeah. So it opened 5.5, got hit down to 5, got hit back to 5.5. Yeah. So, you know, yes, it's the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
There's no edge. I tell people all the time, like, there's no edge. There's going to be an edge when, you know, Memphis basketball plays some slapstick from, Tulsa or Tulane, whatever. We'll find something, you know.
Now,
but NBA Finals, no.
If somehow, and I don't want it to happen because I made a pick and I've been trying to make these integrity picks. If the Pacers do this, it'll be another one of these stupid-ass 20-foot above-the-rim bouncers.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be Halliburton doing heroics. That's what kind of game you will see if somehow they pull this joker out.
Let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you to look forward. If that happens, will you be betting the Pacers in Game 4? Because I just gave you the stat. 81% of the time, the team that wins Game 3 wins the series.
It won't shift my perception of this, what I think is going to ultimately happen. Barring health.
Okay.
If they're healthy, the Thunder will win this if they get 7 games. I don't think they're going to get 7.
Well, they do get 7. It's a 7-game series.
You can get 7, but I think that's why they should win this thing. You know, like, you shouldn't win a 7-game series against the Thunder.
It worries me a little bit how everybody is, like, just on the same side here, Jason. Because even you don't think Indiana wins tonight. I don't think Indiana wins tonight. He doesn't think Indiana wins tonight. It's like nobody thinks Indiana wins tonight.
ChatGPT, no.
You know, so ChatGPT doesn't know what the hell. All that's doing is extrapolating information.
That's,
you know, I was having this argument with
that's true.
Somebody yesterday. Where do you think AI gets the data?
The computers.
You know, where do you think?
But you just left out of here fear mongering.
Well, that was writing. That was writing, right? That was just about like the actual writing itself.
The actual. Yeah. Now you're
bogus
report.
Like you fired the reporters and the writers to
I got you.
No nuance.
But like there have to be humans.
Yep.
Inputting the data and the information for the AI to glean from.
Yes.
Extract. Otherwise, it's just circle jerk.
It doesn't have
any AI. Yeah. You know what I mean? So.
There's no feeling and no soul in it.
Right. But I will tell you this. There is number one of the 901.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real person, actually.
It is a person.
We keep them in a closet here.
We had 100 people for voices here at Odyssey.
We absolutely did. And that was That was one.
I think
of
we
them.
Fired them all, but the, you know, at one point,
well, laid them or off.
Was it one person could do 100 voices?
I think there were 100.
Well, John Wallace was that guy.
He's now, I think he's in Philadelphia.
That's
what I was
saying,
that
dude. John Wallace was AI before AI existed.
He kind of did have an AI vibe.
He did Morgan Freeman.
Do every voice possible.
And I got to say, like, he got away with it. Yeah. You know, it's very rare that the white man gets to impersonate the black man and get away with
it. You have to be excellent.
And obviously he was.
He was good at that.
Right. Yeah.
So, he actually said, yeah. Yeah, he had a lot. He had a good repertoire.
Dude was super talented.
Yeah. Yes. So we miss him every day. I remember
he works for us, though, still.
Oh, yeah, he's a producer. Honest, for, yeah. But yeah, his office was right there.
Yeah, he was here in Memphis, based out of Memphis. He got
John
big
was
time.
A great dude. Yeah. He was a really good dude.
Many of the spots you hear on the station still from John Wall.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And he's still alive.
He's still is still
not dead.
He is a great dude.
He is a great dude. All right, we'll come back. Norton Hurd IV is going to join us at 1:25. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Father's Day is coming up. It's on Sunday. And I'm not just talking to the ladies here, sons, right? You got fathers that took care of you. You got to take care of dad, all the dads in your life. I don't know how your dad likes to celebrate Father's Day. I like mine with a little peace and quiet, and a little bit of Dentsils. I like my tartlettes on Father's Day, and I'm hoping Faith's already got me taken care of. Of course, it's Chris that should be honoring me, right? But Faith's got to teach him how you take care of dad. You got to teach him in those early years. They've also got the Summer Sizzling Special going on at Dentsils for Dad. Got the Cashew Crunch Pecan Brittle and Peanut Brittle. It's handmade in copper kettles with brown sugar and butter. Oh, so delicious. It's a delicious trio wrapped together at a special price just in time for Sunday, for Father's Day. Maybe he's a turtlenecked guy like me. Maybe he's a chocolate-covered fruit guy. Likes his raspberries, strawberries, grapes, or pineapple dipped in fine Dentsils chocolate. They can do that for you for Father's Day. Or if he's a sportsman, right? Basketballs, golf balls, chocolate-covered, or outdoorsman, you can do the chocolate ducks, the chocolate fish. So Dentsils got just about any kind of Father's Day gift in chocolate that you can imagine. That's why you got to get over there. Stop by any one of their local locations, Laurelwood, Germantown, Kyrieville, Pleasant View, or the new store downtown, and say thanks, Dad, with Dentsils, made in Memphis and enjoyed by the whole world.
One thing that we have not talked about today is what the hell is happening with the Knicks coaching search. It is getting embarrassing for them. Maybe it was always going to be this way because of their approach, but they have now requested permission to interview Chris Finch, Ime Udoka, and Jason Kidd, and they've all been denied. Each request has been denied by the current teams, which, of course, it was. Like, why would the Rockets say, go interview with the Knicks? Why would the Minnesota Timberwolves, the Mavs obviously like Jason Kidd. Like, did you really fire Tibbs because you wanted to hire one of those three coaches and you thought you could? Like, that seems short-sighted.
Bobby Marsh did not seem alarmed, which surprised me a little bit when we had him on their first hour asking that question. Yeah, because it does. I mean, how can you make a case that this looks like it's going well? That said, you figure they're going to do their due diligence. Is the due diligence going to get out and be public and
right.
it start to and it look like a failure optically? You see what I'm saying?
Oh yeah,
that's the question. So if you're Leon Rose, you're going to do your due diligence. Well, you don't let Shams find out. You
right.
know, you go about this in a way where. It's not looking like you've struck out on three guys
yep.
or that this might have been your first option. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe this was just, again, doing due diligence. But unfortunately, with the reporting, you look terrible here because you want your fans to firmly believe is that you got the plan. And you wanted them to believe that the moment you fired Tibbs.
Yep.
Right? That you don't fire a coach like this that just took you to two 50-plus win seasons, first time since Pat Riley in the 90s. We've been through it. You don't fire a coach like that unless you got a damn good plan.
Yep.
And so when the reporting comes out like this and you don't have permission to talk to those three guys, well, you might have known that beforehand, but now it looks bad for you. So it's not, I was surprised that Bobby just kind of chalked it up as more of a due diligence thing and that he does feel like there's still a plan because, John, I would tell you that plan better entail hiring someone that's won. Hiring someone that's done more than Tibbs has because you go, and I've got all the respect in the world. I heard Rajon Rondo mentioned by Jay Williams this morning. We've talked about Sam Cassell and what that might have looked like here in terms of before Isolo gets the job. That does not, for me, those kinds of guys don't work here. in this situation, because with all due respect to them, they may end up being great head coaches. They are not proven, and that Knicks situation is, especially in a year where the Celtics are going to be down and out, that Knicks situation is calling for an experienced coach that can maybe get them over the top. It's begging for like a Mike Malone. So I'd just be real careful here, especially after this. You kicked the tire. You tried to go after these proven coaches at these sitting spots, and you're going to come back with a Rajon Rondo?
Yep.
Ooh, your fans aren't going to – they're not going to believe in that. And sure, maybe you can prove them all wrong, and Rondo can do it, but you're setting your guy up for a tough road right off Jump Street. And
no doubt about it.
It's looking – and that to me, would signify – nah, you really didn't have a plan. You kind of – you talked to your players after the season was over. A couple of them were down on Tibbs. You decided to roll in a way that you shouldn't have. Because if you can't improve upon Tibbs, I think you failed here.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to at this point. I mean, unless you, like you said,
go. Malone be the only way I see as an upgrade.
And he doesn't have a lot of traction right now.
Doesn't feel that way because he's a guy that, again, is going to go at it with the front office. And, now, of course, if you're Leon Rose, you're going to welcome that in there. You want a guy that's not going to maybe just sit down, take everything you give him as the gospel, but he's gonna work with you.
Yes.
Michael Malone doesn't necessarily do that.
I'll check right now. Bill. Let's see. It looks like they've taken it off the board at places that I would respect. In terms of like Bet Online, for example, like where they actually would take a bet on it. I don't believe that's still up. So, it seems like maybe nobody knows where the search is going. Like if you go in, like you strike out on those interviews and you hire Johnny Bryant, like what are you doing? Like Johnny Bryant could be a great basketball mind, but like you're going to hand the keys to what you need right now to a first time head coach. I mean, I know we've had this argument before about certain, situations where that's worked, but I don't know. I'm just not feeling it, man. I'm not feeling it right now. So, they've tried three different head coaches. Those teams have said no thanks. I wonder at what point does Taylor Jenkins start to get mentioned? Like,
one playoff series win, does that sound like upgrade from Tibbs?
No, it doesn't. But
maybe it was. It's better Rondo.
Right.
I mean, if that's really where we're going, I don't think that's necessarily where we're going. I don't think you can go that direction.
No, that'd be
I think that's just Jay trying to do his guy a favor this morning on Get Up.
Yeah, we appreciate those. But, no, they can't do that. I don't know. I thought Taylor Jenkins would get a shot at this, but I guess it's just not the.
You've seen we changed studios, by the way, on Get Up. I don't know if you've noticed.
No, I have not.
And this week's new studio.
Is it like permanent?
We had throwback. Yeah, it's permanent. We had throwback. What I didn't realize, Michelle Beadle started on that show with him, Brad. My favorite show started with Beadle and Greeny as the hosts. Not Greeny by himself. Mm-hmm. Forgotten that.
Yeah. It was quick, though. It had
to be. Talk about that woman and her seeming bitterness towards ESPN and their personalities.
Yeah.
You see why?
Yeah, Mad Dog was on there today. I guess it was First Take. It wasn't Get Up, but he was on there with your boy Jay. I guess Jay was just doing all the shows today.
He was.
And
Jay's a worker.
Mad Dog said Giannis is a superstar. Jokic is a superstar. Luka is a superstar. Jay said SGA. And Mad Dog said no. Not a superstar. Has to win a championship first. Which, if that's, Luka hasn't.
Luka's not won a title.
So, I don't know how that logic, he said Kevin Durant's not a superstar. All right. Mad Dog, sometimes you be off the blow, man. I don't know where you're going half the time. Because, that just doesn't even, that same logic is just already off the, Kevin Durant's not a superstar. He's won titles. He's, done everything there is to do in basketball. Gold medals, championships, finals MVPs, regular season MVPs. He's not a superstar. Get out of my face, bro. I would have been like, the segment's over.
Again, Knicks coaching takes, baseball.
Right.
That's where we tune in to Mad Dog.
Stephen A. respects him,
though. Not necessarily on who's a superstar. Stephen A. respects the drama that Mad Dog brings, the clicks,
right,
and all that.
Well, yeah. As you know, I have 20 superstars in the league.
Too many.
But I think
you have a superstar on every team.
I basically do.
Just about.
I basically do.
Because
the Wizards don't have one.
To you, Banchero is already a superstar.
Absolutely.
Well, he's not.
He is. He's a superstar. He's a young LeBron. Yep.
I know he's number one for lift management.
Giannis, SGA, Ant, Jokic, Cade Cunningham, superstar to me. He's a superstar. Tatum, Nets, no. Knicks, Brunson, Cavs, Donovan.
Trey Young.
Nah. Stop.
I can't give
because
it to
your definition, he's got to go in. He's getting in your club. Yes, he is.
I don't know.
Your club lets everybody in.
Trey Young, superstar?
His numbers say he's in. Your club's got him in there. He's in your club smoking.
That's the one that I'm just like, man, Trey Young.
He's in your club dancing.
What do I make of that guy?
You got some losers in there.
Yeah. What do I make of him? Not much. He had that random, was it the Eastern Conference Finals appearance in the COVID year, 2021?
Yeah. Right until the Eastern Conference Finals, yeah.
And that was it. And they haven't been
who
anything.
Put them? Yeah, who
it had to be the Bucks, right?
Yeah, I guess it was
because they went on to the finals.
Put them down.
Yeah. 76ers blew it against the Hawks. That was the whole thing. They blew it. They were supposed to be there in that.
Is Embiid a superstar?
Oh yeah, no question.
He can't.
He doesn't. He's not available enough. He's a superstar.
Play.
He's a superstar.
Yeah, yeah. Got to win.
Yeah, he's a superstar. In my superstar book. But you're trying to force Trae Young onto me. I do not consent.
He meets your criteria. Numbers.
We haven't even.
And there's 20 of them.
Well, it's not just numbers, though. It's a very complicated formula that I haven't revealed.
He made a run to an Eastern Conference Finals.
He did, but he's really come. Like, it feels like he has gotten worse.
Here's another guy in your club. You can't keep him out even though you don't like him. Donovan Mitchell.
He's in. He's all in your club.
He's a front runner, but he's in there.
No, he's a front runner, but he's in.
Is he a superstar, though?
I think he's a superstar.
So that's where your definition is.
People are very protective of that moniker.
It shouldn't be so narrow. Again, yeah. Can being in the middle be the right place to be?
Does it need to be as wide as mine? Probably not.
Not as wide, and then like not as narrow as two or three
like,
guys.
Like, is Tyrese Halliburton a superstar?
No. He averaged 18 points a game during the regular season. He's an emerging superstar based on how clutch he was in these playoffs and where he's taken this team. Emerging superstar.
Devin Booker's a superstar.
No.
No?
He had a chance to be there as like a face.
He has a signature shoe.
Bro, they fell off this year.
I don't know, man. That's a tough one.
So, Phoenix got two superstars?
Well, they've got one now.
Well, he used to have three then. Because one got a no trade.
Bradley Beal is not a superstar.
He must have been a superstar at one point to get the deal he's got. He was in your club.
He's a scorer.
Y'all kicked him out.
No, John Wall was the superstar on that team. John Wall, everybody knows he was the box office. Bradley Beal was empty.
One of two no trade clauses. He's not getting it unless at one point in his career he was a superstar. And he certainly was, according to your definition of superstar. Phoenix really got three. They got two
the same
and a
as Trey Young to me. He's the same exact problem.
All those guys can be superstars because they sucked.
Right.
My point.
Right. And I just think those two are, if they're in, then they're like in the bathroom.
Ja's number of games played is.
Yep. But that's fine.
It's hurting us.
Injuries
on superstar
are permitted.
Status.
He's in the corner with Joel Embiid. Yes, he is. But he's in. Make no mistake. Play Jaylen Brown, a superstar.
He carried you.
He did. He probably, in my definition, he probably should be. But
he should be ahead of his, your man Tatum.
I don't think.
Who you're giving it to based on points, rebounds, assists, number.
Yeah, exactly.
When it was go time, though, who was leading him last year to
last
the title?
Last year it was Jaylen Brown. He was the finals MVP. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk to Norton Herd. Maybe we'll get into this. Got game three tonight. Get his thoughts on that and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 99.9 FM, ESPN.
Norton Herd IV is the Team Thad program director and coach. Silver Wave Media's top 100 most influential people in men's college basketball. Again for 2025. Multiple time recipient of that acknowledgement, that list, that award. Mitchell High Product and Walker Holmes Finest. You can follow him on X and everything he's doing at Dream Big Herd. And on IG at I Am Coach Herd, and he joins us now. Coach, I don't know if you've seen this, but I've heard there's a buzz going around in Memphis, in the Memphis basketball streets, that maybe was sort of connected to the one-on-one battle that we saw between Lance Stephenson and Michael Beasley. I don't know if you saw it down in Miami. It went at it for $100,000, and Beasley gave him the business. And had Kyrie gave old Beasley his blessing, said this best one-on-one player in the world. And I think I was on Facebook, and I saw here locally a lot of guys, man, are talking about how they could do, you know, one-on-one matchups around here. And I don't know, you know, if there'd be many money on it on the line or whatever. But one thing I know, man, between all the Memphis Hoopers we've had over the years, bro, you could put together some pretty good one-on-one battles here in this town, and especially if you were the guy helping put it all together.
would be phenomenal, Jason. Our city with the Hoopers. You know, there's a lot of Dudleys around Memphis. People might not know where guys that are 20 to 30 still giving buckets, still in shape. I almost wish NIL was around years ago. A lot of these guys would be doing a lot better, you know what I mean? But NIL is, I mean, but one-on-one with Memphis guys, I think it would be very interested. Maybe it's me, you, Brad, John come up with it. With us being in Memphis, we need a budget for security and stuff.
We will.
But I think it'd be good. Yeah, referees and, you know, the foul be.
Do we have anybody?
We'd have to invest in that.
Do we have anybody in town heard who could beat Beasley?
Beasley? Maybe so. I can't answer it right now. But Beasley is a pretty tough one-on-one guy. I mean, Mike Beasley, it's a shocker that he's not in the league. You know, when you get guys like that, you always think, have he done something to somebody? Because he's clearly a really, really good player in the NBA. Guys, let's not forget that one. Like, he's a guy that can score 15 points in an NBA game. We got some pretty good guys. I haven't been around the Dudleys as much as I used to. And the Bluff ain't as crunk as it. I know the Bluff not even going on no more. But it's some guys now.
Yeah, man.
That could compete.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're messing with Beasley, though, bro.
No, I mean.
If Kyrie's saying this is the best. Because in that, you're going to foul. I don't know if you saw it. Stevenson fouled the mess out of the man. I mean, there are no rules, you know, for that 100,000. So you're going to have somebody in Memphis that can hold up through the foul and take it all, you know, be in that kind of shape. Beasley talking to you, saying he's going to sex you up. It's real uncomfortable the way he talks to you. I don't know if you've heard it. But I don't know if we got anybody built for that right now.
Well, I heard some of the talking. I didn't stay too long and never hear it all the way through because that's not my type of trash talk, you know.
Yeah, it made John very uncomfortable as well, heard. I understand.
Yeah, it really just wasn't, you know. But I think people in Memphis, you know, that's where Beasley would be messing up at. You can't talk much better than Memphis guys.
Mm.
So that just go get them that. Except our talk is going to be a little bit more. Tad could get a little more disrespectful. It wouldn't be sexual. But, yeah, talking and stuff is what guys do here, like, day in, day out, Mariah, just, I mean, everywhere in every community center neighborhood. So the talking won't get to them. The only weakness I see that Beasley will have, he's a physical specimen and he's a really good one-on-one guy. But the part that they didn't show for guys who didn't see it, if you just watch highlights, Lance Stevenson got the score and get to his spots pretty good too. And so yeah. I will question Beasley defense on some of the players too.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who I would volunteer. You know, I think that's kind of the obviously. Yeah, how's Chris Jones doing? Is he okay? I know he got shot, so I don't know.
Chris is doing great. I just don't think he's big enough.
That's going to hurt us against Chris Beasley, but, you know, like who would be, you know.
Is T-Head still out there?
Yes,
not in the way we need.
Guys are too little.
Right.
So
how about Adonis?
We put everybody in a prime. It would take a guy like of Adonis type.
Adonis was a dog, if he wasn't coached by, you know, at Memphis. I ain't trying to, you know, it just – at Melrose, he was a dog.
Yep. Adonis would be somebody. I'm going to tell you a guy that people brought it – he's kind of underrated, but in the adult lead and in the streets of Memphis, are y'all familiar with D-Ray that went to Hamilton?
Yeah, Boone. No. No, D-Ray. Boone, yeah.
D-Ray, yeah.
Yeah.
He's pretty good. I know he's getting older. He's pretty good on the, outside of, you know, the stuff that they do in Memphis with the adult leagues. I know he usually is a big part of it. He's really strong. He's physical. I would have to think to see somebody, because it ain't just that many 6'9"
right.
Walking around that can handle the ball. Then we would have to cheat and start getting our former pros and A-prime like Sean Williams, Quinn, and things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but if
you just think,
you know, you got to get – I mean, Beasley is that level. Was
Beasley's
too,
38, though. He's old.
So he's up there with – okay.
Yeah, so, like, Sean Williams and him are, like, the same – like, Sean's a little older. I think. But
if he's 38, yeah, son probably like 39, 40. Quinn probably early 40s. Dad like 36.
Yeah.
How old is Lester? But Lester still might not be tall enough. About next Wednesday, I'm going to have somebody that I think could compete. But Mike Mees is calling out Melo and everybody. No, because I got to think, like, I got to get the tap back in into the streets and see who got the size. And because Memphis got a few dudes, though. I'm just trying to think who could last. What was the rules? I see he won 31 to 20. Would they go to 31?
Yes, I don't know. I didn't.
You know, y'all said it right with Adonis. I'm talking about the guys in the best shape right now. They could do Adonis. I'm thinking now again. He's not. He can't go running after any loose balls. He's not super athletic. But Dedrick, because of how skilled he is, right, big, he could back Beasley down. I'm just thinking of guys around that would have a chance.
You
right,
know,
heard
you
that would be
Dedrick,
the
was,
right size.
I was
Dedrick,
randomly looking up like best seasons
help us.
In Memphis basketball history: points, assists, rebounds. Dedrick owns
Mr.
the
double
highest
double.
Player efficiency rating. In Memphis basketball
Bro,
history,
the
in a
man's
season.
Nose for the ball,
yeah,
was unbelievable. What do you think about Dedrick, Coach?
I think he would definitely, like I say, because I think Beasley. I don't know how great Beasley defense is at this age, so I think that would help. I know Beasley probably a little bit more quicker and athletic than him too.
He is. He would be. We wouldn't be able to hold him on the perimeter, but we could back him down and throw. You know. With the little one-handers.
I don't know if you can just bag him down, though. Beasley's a kind of – I don't like the way he's been talking, so I don't want to say this, but he's built pretty good. You know what I'm saying? Like Beasley, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's built.
We really should. Like, the problem is, like, you know, with Memphis, you got to be very – you got
to mean that we're going to be like, don't touch me like that. Don't talk to me like that, right?
You got
to
invest in the
I'm a grown-ass man.
We're
going to do that.
You know, like –
Bird knows how
like Beasley and Lance Stephenson – like that was a show. That was obviously a show. They knew that.
Yeah.
They knew that.
Yeah.
Like even you know, even they both made money on it. You know, if we did a Memphis league, I feel like it would really not be a show. It would really be like these folks out there playing for like, you know, it's like life and death. So we have to make sure we had, you know, everything we needed in terms of the infrastructure heard. But I like the I like the idea though. I think the idea could be really good, you know, like a Memphis 1-on-1 league, you know, with some of the best ever. That'd be fun.
I might try to get that jumped off for real. That sounds good. Yeah, Memphis wouldn't be like as excited as theirs, but it would be more realer. It would be more like, what's that stuff that they do in NFL, Hard Knocks or something?
Yeah, that's the training camp. Yeah, that's the I think it would get – I mean, it would – you know, dude, Bluff City Classic used to be like – we used to go crazy for that, you know?
No, I think Memphis, they do some 3-on-3s here too.
Yeah.
And they do pretty well too, though. So I think, like 1-on-1, we would have to, let's just say us three did it, we would have to go see the rules and infrastructure, because when you're dealing with Memphis people, rules comes first, right? Rules. So
absolutely,
everybody might not want to participate with the rules, and that could happen.
Yeah, yeah, no, right? you gotta be able to follow rules.
And I know at some point, and we ask you about this every summer, Thad's doing his camp at Mitchell, right? Just tell us about it, because I know you guys always have got a ton going on with the youth of Memphis.
Yeah, so Thad is doing his camp in July. I don't know the date offhand because I don't even know if I can. I'm going to be at PGM. He will. It's probably right after PGM or right before, and I definitely get y'all the information. But, yes, he do his, you know, free camp. He do a lot of camps, but, you know, the one at Mitchell – is really special to him, and you know it's free and it's for everyone, and it's part of the Shelby Metro thing. And so, yeah, it'd be good. It's for ages like 8 through 18. Usually get 200 plus kids in there. I mean, he give away some of the best prizes. I mean, I'd be wanting to get in some of the competition because he last day he come with it. Cause he coming with MacBooks. He coming with iPhone. I mean, he's coming with the PlayStation 5, 6. He coming with the best of the best for them kids. And, of course, gear shirts, they feed them every day. So, no, it's a pretty, pretty good setup. So, yeah, that's what he has going. But, like I said, I don't have the official dates in front of me, but it'll be coming up soon.
And then we got the NBA Finals tonight, Game 3. You're a coach. I'm just – do you watch these games just, like, and like, geek out for, you know, how high-level the basketball is in terms of the adjustments, in terms of the coaching? Like, just how do you as a coach watch these games?
No, I don't really watch it as a coach. I'm not going to even, you know, play like that, act like it's that deep. So when I watch, I've been loving basketball since before I was a coach. So I watch it from just a love of the game, you know, and a fan standpoint. I'm a big Indiana Pacer. I love how they play. That's kind of how I try to coach my teams to play, where, like, even though you know your best player, but it's not wins or lost are not predicated on your best player. I mean, Indiana is actually playing, and I think I said this on one of the shows, they're playing like an AAU team right now. I mean, they're picking up, you know, besides, you know, the last game, but how they got here against New York, man, they're picking up full. They got two guys with Nembhard and Aaron that you don't think much about, but they've been locking down play. They making shots. They pushing the ball at a high tempo. They playing fun basketball, team basketball. Now, do I think it's going to fully work against OKC? You know, that's to be determined. These next couple games will fully show it. But, no, I just like the matchups. I like what Shea Alexander doing. I think both teams is bringing good basketball back, far as you don't have to have a big three. They both try to defend at a high level, especially OKC. It seemed like in these playoffs, I got to give it to the refs. It haven't been a lot of jiving and BSing and somebody, you know what I'm saying, outside of Shea, somebody shooting 40 free throws on just some James Harden just because you swipe through. Even Shea is working hard to get so I like the intensity of it.
Yeah. Herd, do the best, man. Thanks for the time,
Thank
as
you,
always.
Brother.
Gotcha. All right. Yep.
He is Norton Herd the Fourth. Joins us every Wednesday here on the show. We got to get that green lit, man. We got to get the Memphis one-on-ones.
I think our man Chan's already working on it, looks like.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But you go, I mean, they point. Yeah, the security is going to have to be so.
Oh, yeah.
So real.
We're going to need your Imperial security days.
We'll have to. It's like real armed folks.
I'm saying, well, you at least can be involved in the selection process.
We'll get like real MPD on the scene. You know?
Well. I don't know about if we. I don't know if we can do that. Are we? We're trying to get them overtime now, aren't we? We got to. Wasn't that part of the budget? We got to.
Well, because we're not giving them 5%, we're going to give them 3%, right? City. I think that's what I read from the budget.
Yeah, but like there was some overtime stuff. I don't know. So maybe that's part of it. But I would like you to be involved in the selection.
Well, we're going to do it in the MSEC, and we're going to have MPD out in the parking lot.
There we go.
Nobody's broken into or nothing happening inside.
Now you know Chris Jones got popped at the precinct.
Just Mount Moriah.
I know. That's the police parking lot, man.
But there's fights and stuff happening right out there.
That's crazy.
Because the cops don't believe something happened right out back.
I mean, that's.
I don't know if you've seen it. Like, they've walled themselves off from the basketball thing.
Oh, have they?
They got
now?
A new. There's a new
it's a
facility.
It's precinct.
All new.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
All the precinct
new.
Is all new.
Drive over there, John.
It's like there's a wall between it and the basketball court. It's not they're on patrol over there of the basketball.
No, they never were.
You can't see anything.
They never were. It was separate of the thing almost. Yeah. But it's like, there was some level of like, all right, nothing, I'm not going to get shot, certainly, in the parking lot of the police station. But I was.
It's nice over there now, in my opinion. I mean, they updated all those facilities. The basketball courts are like you always remember it. They've got a brand new precinct. The football field has been redone behind it.
Yeah,
Hallie.
That's Hallie, right?
Yeah, yep. The track, all the local schools are using that brand new track. Remember a few years back, I think it was our guy at Channel 5.
Doc Holliday.
Doc was complaining about how the track was roughed up. They've replaced that. So it's top end now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, you're right. Well, that's good to hear because, back when, you know, before I had access to a gym, that's where you'd have to go. You know, you just play outdoors.
I think Diedrich is our best bet right now.
Yeah.
Not that I feel great about winning, but
against Beasley
with his nose, yeah, with how tough. Big he is,
tough.
Again, Penny's not gonna win.
No, Penny's 50 years old.
He's Sean's old. Not gonna win. He's
Sean's
too, he's
not.
Too far over the hill. Probably
you give Adonis no chance. Okay, all right.
I'm just saying Beasley.
I mean, Adonis at least was put together. You
gotta mean, and maybe when Adonis gets mad,
right.
It will get good,
right.
But, you know, you're going to have to get mad.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. Because he does have the height and skill. So that's at least something. But you got to have athleticism out there, too. You got to have.
No, I like your Adonis pick. Adonis might actually be our best option over Diedrich.
Well, he does.
Because defensively.
Right.
We can't stay in front of Beasley, Diedrich.
Exactly. That's going to be the problem. We're just going to get blown by. Now, we'll score.
We'll have to play off.
But, yeah, exactly. And that might not be a bad you know, strategic decision. Make Beasley make some jump shots. But I don't know. I didn't watch enough to know where the weaknesses are.
You can't see Keith Lee or Bedford in there.
No, we can't. Although that would be fun. Let's get them one on one. Keith Lee and Bedford. Who you wouldn't want to see that?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. At this age, I'd love to see it. Take all day.
All right,
love
man.
Them guys. They know it would take all day. They ain't doing it.
All right, we'll come back, wrap this up. Jason and John on Detroit FM, yes.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Summer of 1,000 engagements is going on at Robert Irwin Jewelers. It's bigger than ever. Got the 1,000-carat diamond giveaway, giving away 1,000 carats of diamonds. Spend $999 or more, you get free diamond jewelry. So it's like this. Buy a 1.2-carat total double halo diamond engagement ring, only $14.99. You get a free diamond tennis bracelet as well, for free. All that and more at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
So it's only part of why this is going to be the best jewelry shopping experience of your life. That's what Howie sets out to do when he puts these sales together, because he wants you to come back for all the important moments in your life, and certainly anything dealing with your engagement is going to be one of those. Save up to 40% off on engagement rings, anniversary bands, wedding bands, and wedding sets at the Summer of 1,000 engagement sale going on again right now at RIJ. Shop early and get free diamond jewelry with that purchase of $999 or more while supplies last. Of course, bigger, brighter diamonds always at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Better prices as well. Visit any one of their 5 locations, 3 here locally, or shop online at rijewelers.com.
Got a big game 3 tonight. Pacers and Thunder. Catch that game right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Brad has submitted the bet. He has said Oklahoma City -5.5. He says he has switched. He is off the horse that was so good to him, the yes sir, and now you are saying that it is just over. The fun is over. The ride is over.
The ride.
The thrill is gone.
If there is going to be a thrill, you need to get your thrills tonight, folks. But if there's going to be a dicey bet, but I say tonight it's going to be Oklahoma City.
OKC has been bad, Jason, in these game threes. We talked about it to start the week. They have lost all of their game threes. Or excuse me, they won the game three against the Grizzlies, but they were down 29. Okay, and they got a huge break. That's the only reason why they won it. So other than that,
and Ja had them figured out at that point.
Ja, we know that Ja had them figured out. But unfortunately couldn't finish the series. So they barely beat the Grizzlies. They lost the Nuggets, and they lost the Timberwolves by 41. Now, the difference is, and I do think this is a very key distinction, in each of those series, or two of the three, I should say, it was 2-0, them leading 2-0, which you go back to the other place, you know, it's easy to understand. It's their first home game. Their desperation is probably going to be more than yours, because you're up 2-0 in the series. You know, you feel good about it no matter what happens. They were one apiece to the Nuggets. So that was, you know, again, the best player in the world. So we shall see. But it's been inconsistent.
I just want to go out today making sure that we've made note of the fact that Ryan Silverfield's talking a little trash to Jeff Traylor before this season.
That.
And it's very convenient, right? Because Jeff's,
wait a minute, what is this?
Jeff's not on the...
They don't play.
Well, apparently on an appearance on the Chris Vernon show.
Okay.
Ryan Silverfield said of Jeff Traylor, that head coach signed a $27 million contract. He should probably give some of that money back to the school, right? But, hey, they beat us, so I can't say much.
There you go.
He's a good coach. He's done a good job with that program. Wow.
That's pretty light.
I mean, because honestly,
you lost.
Silverfield could give back some money, too.
Facts.
I mean, how you going to say he should do it, but you could? You should.
That's what I'm saying.
Bro, y'all are millionaires.
What's $500,000 for you to give back to the school?
I mean,
you know,
that's
200,000, 100, whatever, you know, whatever it is. So it's like, to me, it's a slippery slope when you start going there, because well, you're not doing it. Why should he do it?
Right.
You know? It's just crazy. All right, all right. Then we're getting NIL. We're getting NIL wars out
NIL
here.
NIL wars, man. He again. Those comments rubbed him the wrong way. It made Ryan look bad last year. So
and
Ryan
then he beat
got,
him.
Then he beat him.
Right. Mm. It only made him look bad because they lost.
And Ryan can only say this and talk now because he don't have him on the schedule this year.
Yeah.
Conveniently.
No question. So
man.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that one because I don't.
Come on, Ryan.
I don't really think
that's terrible.
It doesn't land because it's like you don't play you're not giving money yet. Are you giving NIL? If Ryan's giving NIL money, then that's good on him.
There should be no trash talking necessary in this crappy ass league, folks.
Well, I like juice. Okay, we need some juice.
Win a conference title.
Win a conference title.
Go beat Tulsa or whoever the hell you got.
They'll beat Tulsa. That's not the problem. It's everybody else. Navy.
Right.
This is the year. Army. This is the year. We're going to get it done.
Mm. Anyway, that's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Norton Hart IV for joining us on the show. Thanks to Bobby Marks as well. Jeffrey and company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.